Today we're talking with Tom Gillen from Native Nursery in Golden, Colorado. And Tom knows our area well. He lived here for many years in Southwest Kansas. And previously we talked a little bit about what xeriscaping is. And I want to know, what are some of your favorite plants? You had mentioned plants or giving a landscape that would have color and have texture and have all the things you want from various plants from March until November. So what are some of those favorite plants?
Some of the plants, one of the first plants to bloom in the springtime is Basket of Gold Alyssum. And it will normally start blooming between the first and the middle part of March. It gets about 12 inches tall and about 15, 18 inches wide. Has a beautiful yellow blossom on it. And it will last for about 6 to 8 weeks. That gives you your early spring color that's usually much more adamant or predominant than some of the gold forsythia that people like to plant. One of the problems I have with that, and it's an excellent shrub, but a lot of times it gets froze just about the time you're planning on the blooms coming on with it, like the lilac does. I look for things that are more stable and give you an every year instead of, oh, wait till next year.
Yeah.
The viburnums are always good for mid or a little bit later in the spring to early summer blooming. Some of the native roses, like the woods rose and the red leaf rose.
Now that the viburnum, I have one of those, and it also has some nice foliage color.
Yes,
in the
it
fall,
does.
So it's working overtime there.
There's over 40 varieties of viburnum that will do very well here. Some even do very well in the shade, like the Korean spice viburnum. It has a beautiful jasmine type scent to it early in the spring that you can literally smell a quarter of a mile away. It'd be great if you can have neighbors on both sides of you plant that so you get to enjoy it regardless of which way the wind's blowing. Going into late summer and fall, the ornamental grasses are always great for late summer and fall color and interest. You even leave those so you've got the seed plumes there all winter long. Another late blooming plant is the different types of aster. There's many different asters that will work here in the fall also. The fall aster is one that does very well, and it will bloom clear up until after frost. Your mums here in Garden City are great. Everybody should have mums in their yard. Not just a few, but a lot.
Now, do they take more water than the asters do? I have both, and it seems like the mums kind of wilt down a little bit.
You need to prune them back.
Okay,
They'll take all the water you can give them during the summertime. But if you prune them back so that there's less foliage there, you'll have less foliage to keep up with as far as water demands are during the summertime, but you'll also have more prolific blooms there in the fall and longer-lasting blooms.
You need to deadhead them for or cut them back for two or three times during the
That's right. You
spring
need to cut them back at
to
least
get the
that.
Bloom. Yeah.
That way that diminishes your water demands also.
But is the aster, now the aster's a newer plant to those of us out here than the mum. And a lot of times people think of them together, but to me the asters are the colors are just incredible, and that's just a totally different plant. They're taller, they're massive, they spread like crazy.
They can spread like crazy. Again, it depends on the variety. Usually if they're spreading, it'll be from seeds. There's also a Santa Fe aster that's not a true aster at all, but it will bloom from about the 1st of August clear up through frost.
Okay.
There's also several plants that will bloom in the shade that do very well out here. Hostas are one. Several of the bergenias are also very good for that.
What about one of my favorites, turning into one of my favorites, fairly new plant to me, is penstemon.
There's dozens and dozens and dozens of varieties of penstemon. One of my favorite is called pine leaf penstemon. It gets about 6 inches tall and blooms orange all summer long. It's a great evergreen ground cover in lieu of a grass for your yard.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you. We've been talking today with Tom Gillen from Native Nursery in Golden, Colorado, and talking about certain plants that you can get that will keep you happy from spring till fall.